This week, we're looking at some of the key bills of the 2014 legislative session. And one of the most high-profile measures to make it through the legislature this year was a plan to ban the use of handheld cell phones while driving. Joining me to talk more about the bill is Gary Reyna, who covers the State House for the New Hampshire Union Leader. Welcome.
Thank you.
This kind of proposal has come up before in the legislature, but it didn't pass until this year. What made that possible here in 2014?
I think people got their act together, and they really started to bring in the statistics. They started bringing in people who were affected by people who were texting and driving, and because we had a number of accidents around the first of the year that several people were killed directly related to people texting and driving.
And there had been a high rate of highway deaths as a whole in the past year.
Right. I believe it's something like 27% involved in distracted driving, which is second only to drunk driving and drug driving in the state of New Hampshire.
What were the opposing arguments this year? Were they different in any way?
Pretty much the same. You know, you really should be enforcing the laws you have. We have a distracted driving law as it is now. It's not really being enforced. We have a no texting law. That's not being enforced. And the other side was the argument that, once again, trying to regulate people in places we shouldn't be, calling it the nanny state and everything else.
There are plenty of caveats in this bill. For starters, I mentioned the ban is on handheld cell phone use while driving, but hands-free is still okay.
That's still okay. You can use like a Bluetooth or the cars that have the automatic phone or the phones in them built in. As long as you're not holding something up to your ear, that's okay. You're allowed one push of the button, and as long as it's only one push of the button.
And if you're pulled over on the side of the road, that's okay. But if you're sitting at a red light, not so much.
Now, if you're pulled over, it's okay. It's not okay if you're stuck in traffic. And it's not okay if you're under 18 years old at any time. Outside of emergency. 911 calls can be made at any time, any place. But always when you're in the car, pretty much, you can't use your handheld device.
The Senate had insisted on a public education campaign as part of the final version of this bill. That changes the timeline at least a little bit on how it rolls out. Is that right?
It does. The House version had it beginning in a year earlier, which would have been January 1st. This one rolls it back a year. In order to get this education program up and running, to let people know, hey, you're not going to be able to use your cell phone when you're driving down the road if you've been holding it next to your ear, you're going to have to change. And a lot of people, obviously, including myself, are going to have to make some big adjustments.
And the fact that the law is requiring those adjustments may or may not entice people to actually make those adjustments, as we've seen in some other states that have these bans.
Well, there are a lot of states that do have these bans. There are 14 states, I believe, that ban cell phone use. In New Hampshire, what's kind of interesting with this law, as opposed to some other attempts, is that this would be a primary offense, which means that the cop can stop you for having your handheld device to your ear. Usually these are secondary offenses, which means that you can't stop somebody for that offense. If you find them doing something else and you stop them for speeding or something, you can charge them with that. But this is a primary offense, so you can be charged just for using your cell phone.
So we'll have plenty to keep an eye on the roads. Gary Reyna, thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome.